Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From New York City, Patricia Vance, who is the president of the Entertainment Software Rating Board. And wow, where do we start? Patricia, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Patricia. So I am so interested in this because, I mean, my son is three, so he's not playing video games, but he's always on the phone watching YouTube. And I know when he gets to an age where he can play video games or do things on his phone, I'm not even going to know half the time what he's doing. And so your organization is really vital, it seems like, for parents like me and parents right now that have, you know, young boys and teenage boys and girls.
Yeah, no, games are obviously ubiquitous in homes across the country, and most kids are playing games. So that's why we're here. We assign ratings, age ratings, that help parents make informed purchase decisions or make good decisions when downloading games, say, for an example, on a mobile device. We have age ratings, which starting with E for everyone, T for teen, M for mature. But we also have additional notifications that accompany those age ratings, things like content descriptors, which will tell you why we assigned a particular rating that we did, what type of content is in that game. And then thirdly, also equally important, are things like notices about user interaction. If it's a multiplayer game that you can play online, the game will have a notice called Users Interact, or if the game enables you to spend more money in when you're playing the game, we have a notice called In-Game Purchases. So the rating system is very robust. It really gives parents all the information they need to know to not just make informed purchase decisions, but also how to manage how their kids are playing those games once they've downloaded it onto their device or, you know, purchased it in the store and brought it home.
And are most parents worried about, is it violence? Is it sexual innuendo? Is it...
You know, it's different strokes for different folks. It's really different for different families. Some families have higher thresholds for violent content versus sexual content. It could be the reverse in another household. So it's really up to the parents to make decisions based on their own interests or concerns. We don't make those decisions for parents, but we provide all the information they need to make them.
Well, it is a good tool, and that's what it's all about. ParentalTools.org is their resource, and we can put a link on KDKRadio.com. Patricia Vance, president of the Entertainment Software Rating Board. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, both of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.